Blog Talk Radio.
This is Olivia from the Chateau.
Okay.
Hey,
This is
Olivia,
Olivia
how
from the
are
Chateau Remix. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
All right, we're doing fine. Olivia, I'm going to put you on hold 1 minute. We got another caller, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
You hear me? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Tawana from Florida. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Your
Tawana
name is?
From Florida. Tawana.
Okay.
From Florida.
DJ, how you doing?
Tawana, I'm doing
Florida.
Good. How you all doing tonight?
Fine. We're glad you're you know, we appreciate you. We're glad that we can reach somebody in all around the world, because that's where we reach you. And we, you know, we talk against domestic violence and bullying. But if you have any other type of concerns, this is your time to add out, because people are listening to you from all over the world. Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen, we have another caller on the line. Their calls are coming in. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Earl, see what this other caller has to say.
Hold on there, okay? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Earl, it's Ella. I'm just listening.
Hi, Ella, how are you? We thank you for calling in and continue to listen, okay?
All right, thank
you. Do
you
have a question for us?
No, not right now. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I just chimed in.
Hold on, continue listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
All right, hold on.
You're welcome.
Olivia.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So we have Olivia from the Chateau Remix on the phone. We're here to discuss some of the things that's going on in our community. Of course, Olivia, as you may or may not know, we basically talk about domestic violence, but we're also open to hear anything else that's going on in the neighborhood. We know you're in this neighborhood, Northeast Washington, D.C., and we know you're doing a lot of great things up there at the Chateau Remix. So would you want to fill us in on some things?
Yes. First of all, Jimmy, thank you all so much for having me on the station tonight. As you all know, we just marked a little over a year for opening the Chateau Remix. And it is one of my dreams that have finally come true. I always wanted to have a building pretty much in the center of Washington, D.C., and actually to accommodate people around the DMV, and that has come true. What we want to do with the Chateau Remix is to be open for any type of occasion, any type of event, any type of community gathering, and certainly what you just mentioned about domestic violence, those particular shows like that, we welcome you all wholeheartedly to come to the Chateau Remix, to use it as a public forum in any way needed. As you all know, the River Terrace and Trinidad area and across the east of the river, all these folks have come there, and we want people to know that we are open for any type of event. And also, I just want to mention to Earl, is that on the 23rd of this month, we're going to have celebration of the completion of our mural. I'm sure you all have rode by and you witnessed the mural that's put up, that the D.C. muralist have put right in front of our building. We're going to have a celebration. So, I mean, you all will be notified exactly the time and everything. We just want the community to come together. There's so much going on. It's just so much going on around, you know, with the violence and the drugs and everything. We just want people to know that this is a place where you can come and have fun and just make sure that everybody becomes connected.
Well, Olivia, as you know, we're right here at Carver Langston Terrace area, right here, 21st and Maryland Avenue. So we're not
yes.
that far from you guys, and we certainly would like to probably discuss having some events from here, you know, called the Chateau Remix. I have seen the murals you guys have put up on the front of the building, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But I also want to thank you and Tawana and just tell you guys for the wonderful job you've done in this past year that you've been there at the Chateau. A lot of folks didn't think you were going to be able to make it. You fooled all of them. Not only did you fool them, but you put money back into the place. You've made the place fabulous inside. Mm-hmm. We call it a mini modern Crosswinds or something there. That's the way it looks inside. You guys have done a fabulous job.
Wow.
We certainly want to continue to do things here in the community. You know, interlock somehow. We have a gentleman here, Marcus Godley, who's doing a lot of things in the community here, and we're certainly going to come down and sit down and talk with you guys. And I also thank you for taking the time from your business schedule to call us today. You know, this is Earl Pope that you're talking to, and I'm here with my co-host, Jake Johnson. We also have a guest here in the house that we're going to let speak in a little bit. Mr. James G. is here. But we, again, want to thank you for taking the time and enlightening us and telling us what's going on over at the Chateau Remix. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Jake.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You've seen me, but you never noticed me because, and then you couldn't help from seeing me because I'm the guy to be there with the hat on, with the glasses on top of his head. I've spoken to you several times, and that's just me, you know. But I certainly will let you know who I am the next time I come down there. I'm glad that you're here. I certainly appreciate anything and everything that you're doing for the community. And I hope that you, when you speak with Mr. Godley and Earl in reference to it, I hope that the Chateau Remix can partner with us and contribute and give something back to the community in any way you can. And any time that you have a broadcast that you want to broadcast throughout the world, my broadcast, Earl's broadcast, this broadcast, we're not responsible for no political opinions, but we're certainly responsible and obligated to yours. You can call in at any time, any Monday. And, of course, you're invited here. On December the 28th, we have a special domestic violence roundtable seminar for all the people who've been invested with this. I call it an investment because when you get beat, when you're childhood, they're investing in you being a violent person throughout your life. So,
that's right.
You know, that's why I call this a nation in prison because. As a nation, each person is a nation, and everything that happened to you, you just keep it inside of you. Bring it out. So Olivia, any time that you have the urgency to get some on the air, you have an open line here. Trust me, I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Olivia,
thank you all so much.
We getting wound up, you know. We got to tone them down sometime, but. You're still the best guy that we have here this program.
Yeah,
so,
that's all right.
But anyway, we want to really thank you. And again, anytime you're welcome here every Monday or any Monday that you choose to come in and let us know. And I will be talking to you, okay? So, is there anything else you want to add?
What is it on the radio, on the dial? How can people chime in and listen to the station?
Internet is called Block Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what you get.
Play Nation in Prison, and you will see the name will pop up: James Johnson and Jake Johnson and Earl Pope.
Okay.
For the Nation in Prison, may God have mercy.
But you have to Google a generation of faith first, because thank God we have a good pastor who has the actual broadcast line, and we are subsidiary from him. So you go a generation by faith, and then you go down and then you see a nation in prison, and you see my name of course in a post, and that's how you get it.
All right.
And the reason we go around the world is because we are not located on any particular one-way station. Some of these stations go nationwide. We go worldwide because we're on the internet, and the internet is worldwide.
Oh, okay.
And we just get a call in from Tawana from Florida just called in. We have people calling in from New York. We have people calling in from all over the world. This is the World Wide Web. So this program,
wonderful.
It goes all over. So it's not just just local. But again, this particular program, A Nation in Prison, May God Have Mercy. We are here every Monday at 6 p.m. Excuse me. Getting soaked up here. And we discuss the topics that affect us in our community, basically. That's why it's so important, Olivia, that people like you and people in the community come on and discuss what's happening in your particular business so that we can help people in the community come, support you. But again, I'm Earl Pope, and I'm here again, like with Mr. Jake Johnson. We have Mr. James G. in the house, and we're here broadcasting live from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We're located at 2026 Maryland Avenue Northeast in the Carver Langston community. We're under the direction of the good pastor.
Yes.
The good prophet, Pastor Darrell Lewis. Our main goal here is to discuss ways to deter bullying in our community and in our schools and, of course, domestic violence. We're here to mention anyone needing our assistance. Like Mr. Johnson always say, if your attitude is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to us. We like to thank our sponsors. We have the Days Inn over there at 2700 New York Avenue. They're one of our sponsors. Epsilon Pepco is now sponsoring this program. And we're certainly trying to bring the Chateau Remix on as one of our sponsors. Oh, we had Bank of America in the last week. So,
wonderful.
Yes. And if you up on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., you tune in to the same program using the same number. The pastor, he has a program that comes on 9 o'clock sharp. Every Sunday morning, he gets you started, gets you up, and gets you going.
And get you blessed.
Early on Sunday morning, and you will pleasantly be pleased to hear the great pastor. Olivia, you want to hang on with us and just hang on with us for a minute?
Yes.
Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Just hang on. Go ahead, Mr. here.
Oh, I appreciate you, Mr. Earl. it's always a pleasure to be in the house with you and Jake. And I was here the last time y'all had this show going, but I'm a realist. I like to flip domestic violence. We look at it, to me, as far as a man, domestic violence as of a man taking advantage of a woman. A pancake's not done until it's flipped. What about the women who take advantage of the men?
Yeah, okay, now you're talking.
No one of them never. I hear a lot of men get locked up for domestic violence, but very few ladies get locked up for domestic violence. I think they provoke a lot of domestic violence, but I don't charge it to the woman. I charge it to the man of the discipline of his character. And if he cannot control his character, and he shouldn't be in that relationship. But it also, if you're dealing in a relationship, I'm concerned. I'm an older guy. I've been around a couple corners, but I know how to control my attitude. I've learned how to control my attitude. I've never been perfect, and I don't never want to be perfect. But I want to just live life and get better. And I've been in situations where I could have been provoked and be struck by a woman. When you get struck by a woman, what do a man supposed to do? You're supposed to be humble, supposed to accept it, and realize that she don't mean any harm. But now when you come and the police officers come, and the man always gonna wind up getting arrested. Very seldom the lady get arrested. I hear a lot about domestic violence. I've never been for it, always been against it. But I just don't think it should be one way. It should be looked at it with an open mind. People have a closed mind when it comes down to domestic violence. I try to be open-minded about life as a whole. I belong to a 12-step program, and it teaches me about my character and the way my way of living. It's never been perfect. It's not perfect now, but it's a whole lot better than it used to be. I've learned how to control my attitude. I'm more humble today under Pastor Lewis. I used to be under Pastor Young. That's where I had to learn what, when I gave my life back to the Lord, it was under the fellowship of Pastor Stephen E. Young. And that was a major step in my life to be a much better person because I learned a lot under his fellowship. And when I came to Pastor Lewis, I've been under here his fellowship for about 5 years. Hell of a pastor. It's a pastor that breaks it down to you in layman's terms. If you don't understand, he won't let you leave until you understand the Bible and a way of living. He give you enough proof to hold you to the next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to get back to the domestic violence part that we were talking about. You know, I do oppose this program. And they have some very good points going on in this particular program of domestic violence and bullying. I've never been bullied, period. But I've always been on the opposite, thinking I was bullying someone.
Yeah,
well. And not even at a young age, at an older age, when I should have known better.
Yeah.
You know, I always like to look at my life as a whole, where it's never been perfect. You know, but This message and violence program they have going on up here at 2100 Mountain Avenue, it's going to go somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean, all people that
2026
Mountain Avenue, it's going to go somewhere. If people just keep listening and keep an open mind about what you hear.
Well, we're certainly going to be open for folks to come out and to support the Domestic Violence Preventive Summit that's going on December 28th. Starting at 7 o'clock p.m. right here at the Family Community Fellowship Church, 2026 Maryland Avenue. That's on the third floor. That's Northeast Washington, D.C. And it'll be broadcast live on the Blog Talk Radio program. And,
mm-hmm.
Let me give you that number because we haven't given out the number. Jake, that's why you probably stop calling. The number is 646-668-2799, and just in case you can't get through on that one, you can certainly call us at 202-525-1416. Right now, we still got Olivia holding on, and we don't want to let her go because we just love having her on and just being in the neighborhood. And again, we want to say welcome, Olivia, from the Chateau Remix.
Is the water from Florida is still on the
water? Water went off. Water got off.
Let me just say to any of you females or males, if you would, and our listening audience, if you heard Mr. G speak, of course heard Earl and certainly mine. And if you need to call and make a comment about anything that you heard on the show, again the number is 646-668-2799. But it just doesn't necessarily have to be about that. We said if you see something, say something. And then, of course, if you know something, say something. Now, you know you have children, too, or a lot of you have children. And you can also know this, that these children talk more on their cell phone than they talk as a whole. It's no more gathering, family gathering on Sunday at the family dinner, and everybody sit at the table and talk about what happened from Saturday back through Monday. No, that don't go no more. So a lot of this is child bullying, I'm going back to Mr. Keaton Jones, the little kid that had the milk thrown on him in Tennessee, and he got worldwide attention.
I meant to ask you. You never did get to the point. What happened to this, Mr. Keith?
What happened was in school. Obviously, I guess it was in the restaurant of the
cafeteria,
and he got coming through the line. I guess sitting down with his tray, and somebody
this
was
Keaton person is black.
No, this was a young kid.
It's a young kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened to him?
A bigger child or bully throws milk on him.
Oh,
because
okay.
If he wasn't moving too fast or didn't like the it was all on the news. Every news station had it this morning. So
right.
It was something that just happened either past weekend.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And look, they gave him.
So it's a classic case of bullying.
Yes.
Somebody captured it on a telephone camera or something,
right.
And put it on. Okay, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And we should have more of that.
That's
we should have more.
If you know
guys
something.
Are taking pictures of everything else. Take pictures of this so that we can put this kind of thing on the air. Show folks what bullying really looks like because it's not pretty.
No. No. And so your child might be a victim of bullying as we see. Get to talk to your children. Talk to people. Look, my daughter is 23, 24 years old as we speak. She'll tell you right now today, if I don't hear from her in a week, I'm coming, knocking on the door, and ain't no that. She got to let me see her because I'm thinking that she's hiding some bruises or something. She'll tell you, my dad is coming. Look, find out what's going on. Go to your parents' teachers' association meetings in the school and find out what's going on with your children. You know, a lot of these children are running the house because they doing a lot of stuff out there, so they're helping with the rent. And a lot of these parents out there are trying to be partners instead of parents.
I got you.
And so they're smoking and drinking wine and boogalooing. I was at a party at a friend of mine down there. Off of Blinsburg Road a couple of years ago when we were up there, and his cousin was there, and she was there with her daughter. They twerking, twerking, and she had a little mini skirt on, and the daughter had one on, and because I love every minute of it, but I said. You can't never stop being a parent to your children.
Yes,
you cannot stop being a parent to your children. And so if you have a comment about what you heard on the show, call in. If you have a comment about something that you know, a lot of y'all look out the window. Y'all be tree boxing, looking out the window, seeing what somebody else doing and all that. Say something. You get it to talk about your husband. You know, Miss Jones is out there washing the car, and her husband came out there booting her behind, talking about he don't put soap on the car and all that type of stuff. If you see something, say something. I know y'all heard about the bum service truck that was poured in New York today. The guy went up there with a bum strapped to him, and just so happened that somebody saw something suspicious and said something. Because a couple of people got killed, but it could have been a couple of hundred people. And then they saved the dude's life. Yeah, they said they captured him. So I know they ain't carried him away dead. You know what I'm saying? That they captured. So that's because somebody saw something and said something. You know, I just can't put enough emphasis on that. You need to get your lives in order. Smokey Bear says like this, only you can prevent false fires. Jake says like this, the life you save might be your own. You understand the sense? If you see something, say something. And if you know something, call in and let us know. You don't have to call the Child Protective Services. You don't have to call the person's family. Call me. Jake would call them. You got to protect it. If we don't, we have to. We're negating our own future. You say our children are our future, but listen to this, people. If they are our future, we're certainly are there.
Okay, Jake. Well, Olivia, I know you're still there. Olivia.
Yes, I am. Yes, yes.
Listen,
I'm over here in Virginia. I'm just leaving my mother's house.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm just leaving my mother's house. She lives in Virginia. She's 94. And I just left her. I told her I was on the radio station. And I was just listening to you all. So, yeah, I was just leaving Mother's house, Earl. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was asking you about that program you guys have down there, the Chateau Remix. Don't you still have that program for the Spanish folks?
Oh, yes. That's on Tuesday. Yes. We moved the date from Thursday to Tuesday. Tuesdays from 6 until 8. At 7 o'clock, we serve a light dinner. And it's still $3 as it used to be.
Okay, wonderful. And that's for all the disadvantaged folks, all the different little...
Special needs, yes. Yes, we do.
And we got to put them in here now.
Yeah, so. I'm one of them. $3 and a free meal, that's me. And so when I talk to your girl, Olivia, and tell your little, your little police officer, the one to carry that big old pistol, I tell him, I'm saying, Jay Johnson, that disadvantaged guy. You know what I'm saying? And so you're talking to disadvantaged people, $3. I got $2.50. I'm gonna get
what Jake doesn't know is that a lot of the folks that do come, they're not kids.
These are adults. These are adults. All of them are adults. These folks are in they're individuals in group homes or even at or their own homes. They come. By the time the parents come with them, or the monitors, people that the folks that are hired to monitor them, they come there as well. Everybody pays $3 at the door. We don't want to change that $3 because it's working. And you know what? And that pays for the meal that they have and the special parties that we may have for them. We're going to have a Christmas party for them on the Tuesday right after Christmas. And we're good. Every holiday, we make sure we had a big Thanksgiving dinner for them on that Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So we want to make sure that we keep up the celebratory type of atmosphere at the Chateau Remix.
So what happens, Olivia, with that type of program, it gives these folks something to look forward to every week.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The councils use that as a deterrent during the week. If they start acting up, say, well, you're not going to go to Chateau next Tuesday, they tell me they straighten right up. They don't want to miss out on that Tuesday coming to the Chateau Remix. So I want to thank you for that as well. We have a DJ.
Yes, we have a DJ. They dance from the time they walk in the door, and they know when we play the song Walk It Out, it's time to go. And they love every bit of it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And Olivia, I want to commend you on the statement that you just made, that you've been coming from your mother's house. I really appreciate hearing that. That, you know, so many of us abandoned our parents. You know what I'm saying? And especially when they get too old for these youngsters, you know? You're to be commended upon that. Not to mention about what you're doing for the physically or mentally challenged people, but to take time out to think of your mom and this time and then to go to Virginia. And it shows you the reach of this program if you can hear it in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, it shows me how far your heart and sensitivity reach. And I really appreciate that. And so, again,
but yes, we are the Browns from North Arlington, in Virginia, and we are a very close knit family. And when we say it took a village to raise, it takes a village to raise a child. Believe me, that's exactly the way I was raised by Earl's aunt, Miss Elizabeth, and Mr. Montrose Jackson. The Jacksons and the Browns, we were the largest families from Arlington, Virginia, and we are still around, and we're still going strong.
There we are.
Bless you. Keep you around. You're doing too good stuff. Your work's too good here to leave us, and that's why the door is still open to you anytime for any advertising.
Well, we certainly want to thank you for taking the time out today to give us a little bit of your time, Olivia. We appreciate you. Love you there, and just hanging there again. We're open to you. You can certainly can come up any Monday. We're here every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. And Chateau Remix, we're going to put you down as one of our sponsors. And we expect to hear a lot more from what you guys are doing down there, okay?
All right.
So we
thank
you
all so much. We appreciate
all
you
right.
all.
I'll be in touch.
All right.
Alrighty,
take care. Bye bye, you guys. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, dear. All right, dear. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Bye bye.
Yeah, we had Mr. G, who also has been added as one of our sponsors, selling used cars. So you can certainly get in touch with him, Mr. G, at 202-21-4159. And we're going to give out our number again, Jake, 646-668-2799. That's the number to call to ask us any questions, and we'll certainly be happy to hear from you. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors again, Jake.
Yeah, by all means.
We got Today's End over there at 2700 Maryland, that's New York Avenue. 2700 New York Avenue Northeast. Epsilon Pepco is one of our sponsors, along with I was just informed today that Bank of America has come on board.
Yes.
They're certainly going to bring on the Chateau Remix. And Mr. G, selling cars over there. So our support in this is growing, Jake.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there.
And I understand our listening audience has grown also.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have grown to, we know we hit 2,500 listeners. So we're way above that. As well as we open to, any support you might want to give to help us out to make sure that we stay on the air.
Send us a donation.
We're going to start bringing a lot more of these the programs about and against domestic violence to you guys as they happen. We're just glad to be back on the air. We took a sabbatical for a while, but we're going to be here now. And we certainly want to take time to talk about the Domestic Violence Prevention Summit that's going to take place right here at the Family Community Fellowship Church, 2026 Maryland Avenue on the third floor. That's in Northeast Washington, D.C. on December the 28th, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. And we're going to go around the clock if we have to.
Yes.
If we can, and try to put a light on this domestic violence that's going on. And, of course, as everybody knows, we have all the political folks that's getting kicked out of office because of the harassment and all the other things that they're doing. We have sports figures. We have actors and entertainers. And all of these folks are just committing. And it's going to be a lot more folks coming out as time go on, because once you open up a bag of worms like that, it just seems to just flow. I mean, people just come out of the woodwork now, and they're going to start talking about these folks who have been committing these type of harassments against
them. What about this guy that's in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. He's going to, tomorrow morning, you guys got to tune in to find out what happened with this. His election takes place tomorrow. Roy Moore. And, of course, you got Trump that's pushing this guy and in support of him, but
they say 7 or 8, 9 women that stand something against Trump. You know, and wonder why nobody's saying nothing about him. He showed the world that he would rather have this guy Moore in there.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you can be, somebody can challenge you about doing something to a child. You know what I'm saying? And then for the person herself to come out and say it. And you think that that person really cares, you know, about it? The fact that everybody is talking about now, they feel the urgency to come out and say it. But when the president come up and say it, it don't make no difference. How can you respect either of them? I don't care about him being the president. If he sanctions people doing something to children, That's great. That is absolutely great.
Well, they came up with a last-minute effort to try to put a write-in candidate, a guy by the name of Jones, on the ballot. And I think that's going to hurt them more than help them. Because now it's going to split those votes and that, give that Democrat gentleman down there an opportunity to hopefully pull this thing off.
Okay, well, whoever. I'm just talking about a time on that. Whatever his political persuasion is.
We'll keep him out of the office. That's the
thing. Yeah, you can't, you can't bring him in office. And then the president can get up there and thank him. I mean, I guess whatever this Make America Great Again thing is, I guess America stopped being great when we got a black president. You know what I'm saying? Because when was America not great? America not great? You know, everybody from around the world want to come and live in America. Everybody in America don't want to go live around the world.
Yeah, well, Obama did the thing, so we all know that. And make us proud. And I think that you call him president. I can't call him my president. I'm sorry. But number 45 is he's so into trying to undo all the great things that Obama, done.
Yeah.
Tearing this country apart. And they got a big coming up in January 20th. And they're going to march on the peace guy.
Okay.
I think there's a good possibility this thing might go through. I mean, hopefully they can get him out of office, put somebody in there who this guy has.
Yeah, to bring the country together and then stop. Yeah, he caused a division all over the place.
He's going to get us in trouble.
They say if a situation is not broke, don't try to fix it. Now, they say since 19... whenever that the United States has agreed that Israel, Jerusalem, and all the people, that their capital was whatever, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says
they got
this
no business over
the
mess with
no, but let them people do iron out their own affairs. That's what they're trying to do now. They're saying Russia is colluded and to get now our presidency. Leave them people be in terms of. Now, I can understand them wanting to take up for people being gassed and starved and all that type of stuff. A couple of weeks ago, they say the Haitians got to get out of the country. what is wrong with him? He's talking about bringing the country together. And then did you hear his speech when he spoke up at the Black Museum?
Oh, yeah, and that was awful.
And he's talking about, he mentioned slavery again. We didn't mention the word slavery.
I'll be honest, I did not hear him because I cannot listen to him, so I have on the news program and things, because I can't listen to this guy speak. But anyway, he's still boosting, pulling for more. Let's just hope this guy doesn't get in there and,
This one called more division. Somebody told me, I heard him mention a couple of weeks ago that he said he was against any Muslim being in the Congress or the Senate or something. What difference does his religious persuasion have to do with that? If he come over here and he acts as a citizen and serve as a citizen, some of these people go and fight in the military just like they anybody else.
Yeah,
I know Trump didn't.
Anyway. Let's just hope this guy just doesn't get in office tomorrow. All right. He's talking about that judge the women that came out against the judge, the Ninth Circuit judge, Kaczynski is his name. He's accused of making two clerks view porn.
What he teaching law? Law and teaching law to porn?
Yeah, man, these guys, this is Judge Alex Kaczynski. And it's another one that, like I say, they're coming out of the woodworks now with these type of things and all these old guys who's been pulling on. And when this type of thing comes out, they're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. This guy... few people that are coming out against it, just think how many not coming out.
But listen, way back in the 80s when they brought the drug epidemic out and say the cocaine was destroying everybody and the president had Congress and the legislators all got up in arms and wanted to raise saying about the drugs on the street. They done almost forgot about the drug war. They already mentioned the opioid war. You know what I'm saying? But
well, you know why that is. Because the type of people that kill it.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
What you're saying makes all the difference in the world. And we try to form and enlighten our listening audience. This is exactly what you're saying. Because, you know, it's a lot of people that right now today that don't believe that the white man had us enslaved, that the white man is and some of them people that's following Trump right now, they say that he got some staunch down followers. These people hate our guts, hate to even talk about a black doing anything.
It's amazing to me.
And do you think that they will let a child molester in over somebody that will favor black people?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's amazing to me. I mean, folks who came along with me and before me and all that, I mean, they fought and the things we had to go through to endure. And the kids that come along today, I mean, they don't have a clue. I mean, they live in the life and not have a clue what we had to go through. So that's why right now they don't believe a lot of the things that really went on.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to get out there in the hot sun and pick cotton and do something.
I was one of them. I couldn't pick the soap bars. I've been 23 pounds with that. I'll never will forget.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but it was just a different time, and things have changed now. And these kids got all these media, computers, and just everything.
I don't know who their teacher is, but let me just say this, girl. I know when I was a kid, if you wore jeans, dungarees, we called them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Dungarees. You were considered poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we picked cotton.
No, that's right.
You know?
I remember when the Gap, a lot of folks might remember this, the Gap put a store at 7th and K, Northwest. Corner, like an open market type of thing with nothing but jeans. And that's when jeans went crazy. They started selling them and people wear them. I never could get them.
Now they're paying $300 or $400 for them. And then if you were laughed at, if you had a hole in your jeans, now they're selling them with holes in and $300 or $400. I told my daughter, you know, I you can have my last dollar if you want to. But, you know, for buying them jeans with the holes in them and all that kind of stuff and wearing your pants off, you know, if you want to penetrate, you know, they'll lock you up. They give you free warning. But they tell you, look, we trying to save you. You walking around with your pants down, hanging all over your tail like that. You're advertising stuff. It's the people that ain't going to never get out to see a woman no more. And they love to see a young woman. You know, I had to fight for my dear life when they just locked me up in 59. Fight for my dear life, and then hang my pants down. I was putting them up to my chest. You know, I didn't want them hanging to see nothing.
I know that's right.
But listen, y'all.
All righty, well, just so much is going on out here now. Like Jake has brought to our attention, the young man out there in Tennessee, what happened with him. We have all the stuff that's going on down on the hill. We have people in the entertainment community that's been getting their awards taken away from them and just all kinds of stuff.
And even the president, like you said, you don't call him the president, but the guy that's in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got 9 or 10 women saying that he don't stuff. And these people, he look at it like, so what?
Yeah.
You know, the man in Alabama somewhere molesting children. He's saying, so what? I'm endorsing. And then the Republicans come right back and say, okay, we're going to give him some more money to run.
They tell me that the script that he had to read at the opening of that museum. Whoever wrote it for him, and then he had to read it. I'm sure that he just hated that.
Ignore it.
He hated
you know
that.
It. And to mention slavery at a time like this,
yeah.
I mean, that slavery is a word now that don't nobody use no more.
Oh yeah. Well, let's give the folks one more chance to call in. I'm gonna give you the number to call in on is 646-668-2799. Please give us a call. Jake and I are both here, and we certainly would like to hear from you. If you don't get through on that number, try us on 202-525-1416. And you can always call Jake on his cell phone.
Yeah. 202-779-8113. But listen, y'all. You know, it don't have to be domestic violence or child bullying.
Yeah.
You know, it can be any type of situation, any type of concern or something that you're dissatisfied with. Call us. And talk about it. Let the world know how you feel about something. I know that y'all even talk about some of the laws or stuff that the president done or the guy in the Oval Office done or the stuff that's going on in Alabama. The stuff that's going on right on your own street. Not just the people out there crazy. Not to talk about stuff that's happening and you always want something done about it. And so now that you have an open mic to talk about what's going on.
Well, what I like to hear them calling in is to just call and say, yes, I will be at the Domestic Violence Prevention Summit.
Yeah.
It's coming up on the 28th. Let me know that you're going to be here because we are certainly going to be here and we're going to try to put light on a lot of the domestic violence going on out here in the city. So just call us up and let us know that you're going to support this thing. 646-668-2799. And we're going to be right here at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast on the third floor. And that's Washington, D.C.
That's outside the building is called the Patrick Hartsfield Center.
Okay.
You know, and so a lot of y'all think that coming to church, you're going to get struck down. You know, it's a civic center, if you would. And so a lot of engagements goes on here. We're still having that here, you know, and we certainly endorse him and embrace him. But if you don't want it, you're not coming to church on that day. You're coming to a prevention summit regarding domestic violence. And you'll find that if the truth be told, and you look at your lifestyle, looking back, man, God rest her soul. My mother whooped me like I was a runaway slave. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? And I know right now today, if she's alive, they probably lock her up. You know what I'm saying? But I love her. But domestic violence. And you know what I'm saying? And it took me a while to get over it. Because when they locked me up when I was 12, 13 years old and went to junior field, I was glad to go. Trust me, when they locked me up, it was six of us in the van, five of them crying. And I'm looking at the counselor and asking me, Mr. Johnson, you don't like what's going on? I say, yeah, it's fine for me. I say, well,
everybody's crying.
Why you feel that? I said, man, I'm glad to get away. They told me I got my own bed. Yeah, five or six of us that sleep in the own same bed. You know what I'm saying? If they say I'm going to get three meals a day, man, three meals. Ain't you heard meals in my house in the morning? You had an oatmeal, cornmeal, and no meal. You know, I want them three meals in my house. Oatmeal, cornmeal, and no meal. And so, you know, I was glad to get away. And I was, that would stay with me so long that I got to a point where I enjoyed going to jail.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I
enjoyed going to jail. You know, because I was getting away from my mother. Because I tell you, man, she would be like, I was a runaway slave. I was wondering who the slave master was. You know what I'm saying? Us out there picking the cotton or dealing with whatever we got in there. you know. But I found out later in life that she was only trying to discipline me.
Absolutely.
To get me right for the
keep you out of trouble. You said of getting in trouble. But come the 28th of December with the Domestic Violence Prevention Summit that's going to take place, we're going to have a lot of guest speakers here. We're going to have refreshments for you guys. We're going to have a panel set up.
Yeah, the mayor, mayor's almost gone.
Oh, yeah, somebody from the mayor. I know we're going to have the ANC.
Yeah, the ANC is here too.
Probably some of the city council members are going to come by. We're going to have folks here that you can actually ask questions about what's going on in the city and everything.
I would suggest that they get here up because the space that they have will accommodate maybe 100 people.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And I know the panel that we have is young and old, females that have been domestically abused.
Okay.
I know it's 10 of them. And I know of a lot of you out there that need to come and talk about being abused. You know, that need to come. Listen to some of these people that talked about being sexually abused. You understand what I'm saying? And so that all goes under the same banner. You might not have been sexually abused by a senator or a congressman or some of them people that got the big address. You know, if you've been abused by me, talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? Because it helped somebody. It helped somebody. I can imagine how you feel about being abused. You don't have to call no name. You can call in and talk about it. You don't have to call no name. You don't have to call your own name. You can just call in and talk about what happened and how you feel that it could be prevented. You heard Mr. G speak. He said, well, they got, you know, I heard what you addressed in listening orders. I heard what Earl said in reference to it. And he said, but my thing is, I flip in the pancake, he called it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
The pancake ain't done to flip.
Yeah. Okay, well, either or, I'm saying this. I know some of you all, I don't know what your position on it is,
mm-hmm.
but you've been in a position to be abused somewhere.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And don't necessarily have to be physically abused. They don't have to put their hands on you. The abuse you verbally. People can talk to you. Or not talk to you, talk at you. And talk down on you. That's abuse.
All right. Well, before we get out of here today, though, we want to again mention, don't forget about the Domestic Violence Prevention Summit coming up on the 28th of December right here at Family Community Fellowship Church, 2026 Maryland Avenue Northeast on the 3rd. And we certainly want to give another shout out to our sponsors, and that being the Days Inn on New York Avenue Northeast, Epsilon Pepco, Chateau Remix, Mr. G,
mm-hmm.
Used Cars, and, of course,
Bank of America.
Bank of America. And we want to again mention about Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Please tune in to the same radio station and listen to the pastor himself.
Yes, and look, you talking about getting a blessing.
Yes, sir, getting that blessing early Sunday morning.
Look, if God don't talk to him, he certainly talks through him.
So we want to thank you and all the callers that called in today. We want to thank Miss Olivia down at the Chateau Remix.
Good shout out there.
We want to thank Mr. James G for stopping by. And
if you want to buy a used car, call him.
Okay. And
good used car.
So we look forward to seeing you guys or talking to you again next Monday at 6 o'clock p.m.
Same time.
All right. You have a good week.
If you have a situation or circumstance or condition that's becoming to you, unbecoming to you, then you should be coming to us. Speak for us.
I was born by the river. It's been too